friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Fire department in Austin, Texas, spots 95-year-old struggling to mow a lawn, so they got to work. Written by Adam Staten, read by Adam Staten. Some of Austin's finest went above and beyond a call of duty when they showed an elderly gentleman kindness and love. Unfortunately, aging is a process that everyone experiences. With age comes wrinkles, often glasses, hair loss, and other unpleasant things. The body simply does not hold up over the decades. Activities that were, at one time, done with ease now require a significant amount of effort to complete. That was the case for a 95-year-old Austin, Texas resident. The man was out cutting his lawn by push mower, but was experiencing issues. He was having difficulty mowing a particularly hilly area of his lawn. However, thankfully, the man was the beneficiary of some unexpected kindness. Members of the Austin, Texas Fire Department, Matt Avery, Eric Lupton, Wilson Rivas, and Gus Wielenhold, spotted the man experiencing trouble as they drove by in their fire truck. So instead of leaving the man to figure it out on his own, leaving him to fend for himself, they stopped and gave him a hand, according to a social media post from the Austin Fire Department. The touching act of kindness was caught on video and posted to social media as well. In the short 30-second clip, one of the men can be seen standing next to the elderly man as a second man pushes the mower up and down a sloping property, quickly finishing the troubling area. On Facebook, many responded to the video with praise. They thanked the kind firefighters for helping the elderly gentleman cut his lawn. Thank you for your kindness and help to this gentleman and respect for the elderly. God bless you all, one person posted. Nice job. Now that's definitely going above and beyond the call of duty. Thank you for your service, gentlemen, a second person added. Thank you for having a servant's heart, a third user wrote. Showing someone kindness does not have to include some big grand gesture. Little things, such as helping someone with yard work, can make a world of difference to a person in need. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, even as God also in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. Two sisters put up for adoption in the late 1940s find each other after more than 70 years. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Adam State. Two sisters were put up for adoption in the late 1940s at the end of World War II, and after 70 years went by, these ladies found each other once again. DNA testing is doing more than revealing our heritage. For some, it's reuniting families, like Annie and Sheila. Sheila was adopted in 1946 and had no knowledge of her birth parents. Yet, through a DNA test, she discovered her half-sister, Amy, lived in the Netherlands. The sisters have Sheila's daughter-in-law and Annie's son to thank for the reunion. The pair learned they shared a Canadian soldier for a father who fought against the Nazis in Europe during World War II. When they met for the first time, Sheila said, "It's like looking in the mirror and talking to myself. It was amazing." She added, "We have the same hobbies and the same medical complaints. It's very strange." Annie and Sheila became fast friends, and the pair didn't waste any time getting to know one another. They cherished the moments they had together and looked forward to the years they have left. No matter how our lives turn out, and whether we are separated by distance and decades, we know our lives had held firmly in God's hands. What a beautiful way God brought these two long-lost sisters together. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and gave Him great pleasure. Ephesians 1:5.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
If you're hearing this right now, you're probably like, who the heck is this? And why are they playing during my favorite podcast? And I get it. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want to introduce myself. My name is Trevor Tyson, and I'm the host of Trevor Talks, where we talk to real people about real topics and real stories. I just want to invite you, if you love podcasts, if you love music, if you love books and love hearing from the people who create it, come check us out at Trevor Talks. Simply go to Google or Life Audio, type in Trevor Talks, and it'll pop on up. Hope you have a great day.